On Your Feet is a musical that brings the work of Gloria Estefan to the stage, but also the story behind her career, family, and life. The national touring production of On Your Feet opened last night at Walton Arts Center, and it will be at the venue through Sunday. This morning, the actors portraying her parents, Nancy Ticotine and Eddie Noel, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Nancy says she didn't know much beyond the music of Gloria Estefan before Nancy became interested in the musical.
Didn't know their story at all. All I knew was the music that I heard on the radio, and I was like, oh, my God, that speaks to me. Hispanic, yeah, but it's in English, and it's the Latin rhythm, and I studied, come and shake your body, baby. I worked so hard to get all those lyrics out, and I was so proud to be connected to this music that was on my radio. I mean, I didn't know anything about their background, and I followed, I had every single album she ever bought, every song, I sang everything, and then I remember when she had the bus accident, that I remember looking at the TV and the first thing they said was that she had died. Uh-huh. And I say that in the show,
right,
where, you know, Gloria Estefan killed in an accident, and that's what I remember seeing on TV. And then you see that you see her coming out and she's, you know, in the stretcher and all of that. Yeah, so I didn't know anything about their background or what they went through until I did the show.
Yeah, that happened to me when I went to Broadway and saw the show. I mean, I know she got, like, of course, her music, but that big event, and I was very young when that happens. I know something happened, but I never, like, realized what exactly happened. And when I saw the show, I get all the info, because in this show, you not only, you can hear, listen to the music, you can know about her, like, very deep details about her. So it's a very well-tell story about this, yeah.
You know, you mentioned that you heard it and it related to you, but she related to people like me, too, who are,
of course,
everyone.
White.
Everyone.
Guys.
Everyone,
yeah.
Everyone. I was just mentioning this earlier, that there's a line in the show. At one point, they wanted to cross over, what they call the crossover, from the Latin market into the American music scene. And their record producer said, no, forget it. You know, you're doing well in the Latin market. Keep it that way. If you want to do the other in English, change your name, go back home, take out the percussion and the brass, and then we'll talk. But otherwise, we're not going to support you. And so there's a line in the show where he says, you know, I've paid my taxes here for 15 years, and this is my home. And whether you know it or not, take a good look at my face, because this is what an American looks like. And no matter where we are in the country, the reaction is the same from the audience.
Yep.
I mean, when we were in Washington, D.C., was when the big hoopla with the DACA program, and that audience, it stopped the show. You had to wait for them to calm down and continue. But no matter where we are, Buffalo, Fayetteville, last night, Kansas, everywhere we go, people react to that, because everyone in this country is an immigrant. Everyone here came from somewhere else, unless you're Native American. So we all relate to it. Some people are offended. I get it sometimes where they're taking it personally, who are not ethnic minority, right? But otherwise, we get that support everywhere across the board. I think that's our mission, to show. And then what we're doing, we're not rapists, we're not drug addicts, you know. They're healthy people. Mm-hmm. They gave up everything, and they, to get where they were, they did it for free.
I want to ask, you both started dancing at what I would call an early age. Mm-hmm. You in your early teens, or maybe early before?
Yeah, like 15. I started dancing, yeah.
I was nine.
Yeah. A lot of people start dancing at 9 or 14, and then a lot of people are done at 11 or 18. What is it that kept the two of you going?
Well, in my case, my passion has been, like, dancing since forever. And as a Puerto Rican, I got the rhythm in so many ways. You know, from Africa, you got Spain, and, of course, I'm Puerto Rico. And for me, it's my medicine, you know. It's like what keeps me going on and wanting to do and be, like, happy all the time, you know, or try to, you know. Even as a Puerto Rican, sometimes like Maria, we went through a lot of bad stuff going on, but we always try to get the good things about it. And in my case, in the show, I think I'm trying to transmit that too. You know, I'm always like yelling, I'm making fun in so many. I mean, I have to be serious when I have to be serious, you know. But in my case, because of the music, it makes me like to be happy all the time. That basically mm-hmm. is that. And Nancy?
Well, my story is different because I started dancing when I was 9 with a woman named Tina Ramirez, and she had a dance school. I started with flamenco, Spanish dance, and I accelerated quickly, myself and my sister and other dancers, and she saw all this talent, but there was no place for us to go. We couldn't go to New York City Ballet, American Ballet Theater. I'm from New York. And she created a dance company for us called Ballet Hispanico of New York, which is still in existence. Mm-hmm. It's the preeminent dance company, Latin company in the country still today. And because of the confidence that I got from being good at something, I'm one of 6 kids, and all of a sudden I was special, you know? So because of that confidence, self-esteem, I think, is key. And the fact that there was something that I did that I excelled at gave me strength to do everything else in my life. It's a platform for everything else. Even if you're not a dancer for the rest of your life, you learn discipline, you learn self-esteem, you know, you learn how to take care of your body and how to present yourself. And then the passion was so strong that I kept dancing no matter what, then doing Broadway mm-hmm. and, you know, the dance company, Broadway and movies and musical theater. You know, I mean, I'm training. If I didn't train and have the discipline that I have from that dance company, from that training, I would not be dancing now.
I mean, in my case, I'm talking about, like, all the background of the dances. I forgot about say this, like, Jíbaro de Puerto Rico was my platform, not only as a dancer, but as a singer and an actor, too. And I've been 15 years in that company, and not only dancing in Puerto Rico. I used to visit, like, different parts of the world. And doing that makes me realize how important is our culture, too. So I'm very, like, proud of it.
Nancy, when you say there wasn't a place for you to dance, was that because?
Because of our ethnicity. Mm-hmm.
How important is it, because
at that time,
right. How important is it to tell perhaps people who are too young to fully understand that that was at once a case? And I think when you mentioned the line in the musical on mm-hmm. your feet about this is what an American looks like, how important is it to tell people who might be in their teens or 20s who probably still experience some sort of prejudice, but not that mm-hmm. kind?
Mm-hmm. Well, the interesting part of what you're asking is that in our business, we are stereotyped always. Unless you're doing, like, now Hamilton is a breakout musical where African-Americans are playing typical historical white characters. But otherwise, you know, I've gone to auditions where I'm the only Hispanic there, and I'm like, what the heck am I doing here? I'm like, everybody's blonde. You know, I'm not going to get this role or this as a dancer when I did chorus auditions, you know, as a dancer. So you have to not take it personally. And the phenomenon is that I'm an older, female, Hispanic singer, dancer, actress, and I'm working more now in a way than I did before.
Eddie, this was your first audition for a touring production?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No.
It was
no
very
sweat.
Interesting. And actually, I started as an ensemble cast, so I have to cover basically most of the male characters. And a few months ago, I get promoted as to play the dad, as Jose Fajardo. So for me, it's been a great journey this year, especially after leaving Puerto Rico after the hurricane. So
he's doing a fabulous job.
thank you, my love. So, yeah, very happy.
And you've dedicated this performance to your mother?
Mm-hmm. My mother is from Puerto Rico. I've never done that. Now you're going to make me cry. She's still with us. My parents are still here. But I just, when Jerry Mitchell, the director of the show, let me know that they were going to, you know, maybe bring me in on this, he said there's a song she sings called Mi Tierra. So I worked on that song with my mother to learn what every single word meant, you know, to decipher everything, because Spanish is not my first language. I speak 4 languages, but it's not my first language. So she worked with me on it, and I just felt like if she wanted to be anywhere, it's always back in Puerto Rico. You know, I mean, that's where her heart is. That's where her family, her roots are. And, you know, they travel back and forth. You know, we get to see them. But I just felt like this character, I related to who she is. It brought me closer to who she is when I was working on this role.
Nancy Ticotin and Eddie Noel portray the parents of Gloria Estefan in the national touring production of On Your Feet that opened at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville last night, and the run continues through Sunday. You can find out more at waltonartscenter.org. There was a bit more from our conversation that we don't have time to share on this edition of Ozarks, but we will have it on our weekend Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9 on 91.3 KUAF.